let's get into it. So for some context, I am a teenage male with long dark hair, and this happened maybe an hour ago when I was home alone. I saw all these videos on YouTube about Omegle horror stories and pranks. Now, I'm not particularly brave or anything, but I will do something if I'm bored. After thinking for a while, I built up the courage to go on Omegle. I wanted to be funny, so I wouldn't respond to anything they said. I then came across this guy that kept saying for me to talk or else. And being a teenager, I wanted to get him mad, so I asked what he would do in the chat. All he said was, "You should talk more," and then left. I felt pretty proud of me being a jerk, but slightly disturbed, so I turned Omegle off and went to my tutoring class. After a few minutes of Khan Academy with my tutor, I heard my dogs barking and they wouldn't stop, even when I took them into another room. I figured maybe somebody made a loud noise or had a dog whistle. Boy, was I wrong. After calming my dogs down and getting back to tutoring, I heard the noise this time. Somebody had knocked on my back door. My back door is gated off with a 4-foot fence and a lock. The only way somebody could get in is if they had a key or jumped over it. After looking outside for about 10 minutes, I called my stepdad and told him everything. He told me that when he gets home, he'll look around. I accepted that because he is a doctor and has a lot of work. Half an hour passes, my dogs are outside, and I hear a thump outside my door. I looked around, and there was a big rock with blue paint on it. After that, I heard my dogs barking at our driveway. I have never been this scared in my life. I just feel lucky to have 3 dogs in my house at all times. No, I'm not the kind to show emotion or get scared easily, but that freaked me out. I'm shaking and on the verge of calling the police. And as I was writing this, I remembered that guy on Omegle. Now I'm scared for my life and family. Which you should be. That's why you never test or mess with people that you don't know. Because you never know what anyone is capable of these days. Just make sure you guys are careful out there. I also apologize for the length of this story, but next week we will definitely have a bigger one. Who knows, maybe if I have time, I'll sprinkle in another mini story until then. Thank you guys for all your support. We do truly appreciate it.